Blog Talk Radio. Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Any new news on your horizon or anything happening?
Why, yes. Why, yes. I like how you say that. Notice we're on the phone, but you say that with a smirk on your face, and I see it. So yes, there's lots happening. Lisa and I have decided that we are no longer going to wait until October of 2016 to get married. We've decided that we're going to do it on October 16th of this year, in 5 weeks.
Wow. Wow. And anything prompting this, like, you know, quick, you know, is she pregnant? Did you get her pregnant, Nicole? I mean, what happened here?
No, well, actually, it's always been very, very... Cindy, can you hear me? Because my mic keeps going off on my thing here.
Yes, I hear it very well.
Okay. Okay, because it says that I'm on mute, and I'm not really... And clearly, I'm not on mute. Yes, so the reason being is that, it's very, very important for Lisa, and it's always been very, very important for Lisa to have her grandparents there. And her grandfather is 95 years old, and although he's been doing exceptionally well for the most part, he's not really talking like he should. You know, he's been a little bit more on the morbid side lately. You know, he's been feeling like the end is near lately. And, you know, we're really unsure whether or not it's depression or whether or not it's just the fact that, hey, the guy's 95 years old. And we don't want to run the risk of...
How old is he?
He's 95.
Okay. So I think it's... Okay. Okay.
Well,
I think maybe he knows
something. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, like up until like 2 years ago, this guy was still bowling. He was still going out with his friends. And what wound up happening was he got the flu shot and he had a very bad reaction to it. And his body never rebounded from it. So he became weaker and weaker when he was down for that time. And I think that loss of momentum really, really slowed him down a lot more than he actually was.
I'm not a big fan of flu shots. You know that, you know?
No,
so
I believe me. And you know what? After
that.
Neither was I, believe me, you know, after that, neither was I, you know, because I mean, it was just so sad to see, you know, I mean, and, you know, like I said, this guy, you know, he still has all of his wits about him. He does the crossword every day. You know, he's 95 year old body, but he's like a 45 year old man, you know, and when you speak to him, when you take him places and we tell people his age, they never, ever think that he is as old. As he is. He's a very, very young 95, if that makes any sort of sense. But,
wow.
You know, now that he's starting to recognize his age and now that he's starting to speak this way where he never has before, we're more or less kind of like, well, why run the risk that he's not going to be there for this event when it's so important to Lisa? So we kind of looked at each other and we were like, well, not for anything. What are we waiting for? You know? And I was just like, it's short notice. I said, why don't we just have a small gathering and just, you know, invite, you know, a few people, kind of send an announcement out and let everybody know that, hey, listen, you know what? We've decided to bump things up a year. We're sorry that we can't include everyone, but by all means, we would love to make plans with you, you know, at a later date. But, you know, we will be getting married on this day, you know, and then, you know, have just like a small bunch gather and just do it. Just, you know,
well, good.
Go for it.
And I'm glad you told me that it's starting a little bit earlier so I could at least be there for the first hour and a half or so. You know what I mean?
Oh, perfect.
So I'm glad you started a little bit early. Okay. So I'm glad to hear that. But I think all of our listeners are probably just ecstatic for you. I mean, really, this is such good news. And, you know, like I'm always telling people, you want to get married, get married. You want to make babies, make them already. What are you waiting for?
Yep.
So it's kind of like,
yep, so.
You know, that little like kind of push you forward. And I'm sure he would be happier even if, you know, when he goes to have known that, you know, you guys are married. So I think it's really good that you're doing this. So, you know, it's just good. It's just
good.
A good thing all around. And I'm pulling some cards on it. It's really good.
Okay, good.
It's all really good here. And
right. Awesome.
And I think you're going to realize how right your decision was, by the way, to do this sooner than later. So I'm not going to say any more than that. Now, we do have a lot of listeners today. And first of all, we had the rain today. I almost forgot what rain was like. It was like, what's that? I was like looking at it like I've never seen rain before in a cloudy day. I was like, what's this? It's raining? It was like,
it's
weird. You forget
it's
what
like
rain
torrential
days
downpours
feel like.
Over here.
Oh, my goodness.
It is. It's like torrential downpours over here. But we needed the rain, though, so it's nice.
No,
the humidity's out of the air now.
Now, when did the last time we got this torrential? It was on my wedding, if you remember. We had a drought and hadn't rained in months and months, and it decides to be a day like this
on
the
your
day
wedding,
I get married.
It was like, oh, my God, I remember that. Like, that was, like, horrible. I remember going down the street to the place that you were having the wedding, and, like, there were, like, puddles the size of lakes. Like, it was like off-roading trying to get up there because of that narrow, narrow street that you had to drive up. I mean, I remember there was just so, like, and I didn't even know when the water had enough time to accumulate in those places, but clearly it did.
Right. So, it's kind of, we're going to pray for beautiful, sunny weather. And, you know, October is like the number one wedding month. I don't know if you know that. Everybody usually thinks it's June, but it's not. It's October.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah,
I
did not know that.
You did not know, but October is the big, and it makes sense because it's, you know, it's probably not going to be too hot and it won't be too cold. It'll be like just the right weather for a wedding.
Yep.
So,
and what's actually nice about this is that we're still able to do an outdoor ceremony. The place that we're doing it at has got like an outdoor patio that kind of opens up like part of like a whole wall to the interior opens up into this patio. So it's very, very open. It's like you have to go through a doorway or anything, like literally the wall opens. So there's an outdoor patio there, and like there's like a little, it almost looks like a little riser in front of like this gorgeous outdoor fireplace. So that's actually where we're going to be getting married. And then from there, we all kind of just like turn around and walk inside, you know, for like the cocktail hour. So luckily, I mean, hopefully we will not get, luckily we're able to still do a little something outside like Lisa wanted. It's not the beach, but you know, hey, you know, when you're pulling something together in 5 weeks, you got to make some concessions. But, you know, at least we still get to enjoy the outdoors, and hopefully we'll have no rain that day so that we can.
Oh, of course. And it's just going to be perfect. Everything's going to be perfect. And I always, and when I told people, everybody's like freaking out about my wedding and the weather. And I'm like, what can you do? I said, it was Earth Day. We needed the rain. So, I mean, it was like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's raining. It's okay. You know, and it's just whatever it is. And I tried to be a little bit relaxed about things because otherwise.
And didn't you have somebody get into like an accident too?
Yes, DJ's brother got in an accident. TJ's brother got in an accident on the way, but I, from the beauty parlor coming, got stuck on a massive traffic jam on Sunrise Highway for an hour. And I was tempted to do my makeup in the car while I was like sort of half stopped and going, and I said, nope, I'm going home and doing my makeup. And I ended up being 45 minutes late for my own wedding, but I refused to do my makeup in the car. It was like,
well,
no.
Good. It's your day.
That's not happening.
Guess what, Cindy?
And everybody,
it's your wedding.
And I kept saying, you know, I'm not supposed to be here anyway until, you know, we're actually going to get married, which was, I was there 15 minutes before that moment. And but everybody was freaking. You wouldn't believe all the calls. Everybody was calling me every minute. Where are you? Aren't you here? And I'm like, and the caterer kept calling me. And I said, you've been paid already. You know, what are you worried about? Would you leave me alone? You are paid. Leave, and the photographer there, I say, I told you I don't want to be the center of attention. I want my guests to be. It's a party for them, so take pictures of them. I'll be there. But could you imagine? Everybody was panicking. Instead of me, I'm like, I'm the bride, and I'm not panicking. So why are you panicking? I mean, it was
exactly.
Like, okay, so that's why I always try to tell people, if it's going to go wrong, we'll go wrong. If it's going to go right, we'll go right. And everyone seems to tell us that our wedding was like one of the best, funnest weddings because
I had a great time at your wedding.
Right. What was going to happen was going to happen. You know what I mean? And I was like,
exactly.
And they were running around. I go, I don't care if you drop the wedding cake. I don't care. Just
yep.
relax and have my guests have a good time. So, you know, things
mm-hmm.
will sometimes go wrong, but you just have to relax through the day, don't you think?
Yeah. I you know, I'm trying to adopt that, but it's just, I don't know how the hell people do this. It is so stressful.
Well,
like, no
it
joke.
Can be. It can be. And, you know, I knew I
and my
was
lovely
working.
Fiance is no help.
Well, this is what happens. That's why, just think of it as a party to celebrate your love. It's a party. And that way you feel like, okay, I want my guests to have a good time. I want everybody to have a good time. And you kind of
mm-hmm.
take some of the attention off of your, you know, kind of a little bit off of yourself. I mean, you know, I mean,
yeah.
the photographer thing, you're not here. You're not getting all these pictures of yourself. I go, at the time I was like 59 years old. I go, I'm going to be dead in, you know, not that long from now. People are going to throw these pictures away. Really? Two pictures of me is enough. Really? Stop. I mean, I don't need a million pictures. Stop taking my guests. I want the pictures of my guests. I want to see my guests. I want to remember who came to my wedding. That's what I want to remember.
Exactly.
So
yep.
just, you know, try to keep in mind that, you know, something may go wrong, but if the bride stays calm, usually everybody else has a good time. And you have two brides, so I think that's even worse. Okay.
It really, really is. I got to be honest with you. It's terrible. And like I said, like here's one of the examples so that you understand really what I'm dealing with here. Okay. So we've got a list of 125 of our closest friends, but I need to get down to 70. On top of this, I've just realized that I did not include myself or my bride on that headcount. Okay. And then on top of that, I had other people ask me, well, what about a registry and this and that and everything else? I went, oh, my God, a registry. So Lisa looks at me and is like, well, what do we register for? And I'd say, I don't know, the usual wedding stuff. She goes, oh, well, that's boring. Can I register at Toys R Us?
Yeah, no, don't blame her. Really. That's something more fun. Yeah, no, no. You know,
she wants to register.
I mean, they don't understand that you're not conventional girls. You know what I'm saying? You're a little bit not conventional.
Yeah, but we're going to try to make a very, very traditional thing that now it has become a little bit untraditional. But I think actually it's probably going to be good this way because if we did something untraditional later, it may have been too untraditional for everybody. So now at the very least we get to do something, you know, a little bit more on the traditional side. We'll still add our little quirkiness to it. And then who knows, maybe in like a year, year and a half, maybe we'll just do a reception where we could, you know, have like a lot more of our friends or something like that.
Right. And I think that would be, you know, it's going to be just stupendous. It's really going to be, everything's going to be stupendous. You know, it really is. And, you know, I'm just so excited.
You're never wrong, so I feel better now.
Good. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you, I'm so excited. And, of course, we have a lot of listeners today. And
We do, but just so that you are aware, Cindy, and I'm gonna check up on this. You may see me going in and out a little bit because obviously you know our lovely friend Jean here. She's telling me that people are able to listen online. However, that the phones are giving her a little bit of issue and it's saying that there is no lines in service. But we have callers on those lines. So I don't know if Blog Talk, because of the weather, is experiencing any sort of technical difficulty. But I'm going to be looking into that. So if you don't see me there, don't panic. All right? So take
right,
your
good.
Time and read the people that we get. I'm going to screen some people for you. And
we're gonna
we'll
do,
see if we can get this situation resolved for more.
The 631-888-8961 first, because that's
yep.
One of our clients that calls in regularly. So this way you can screen the other ones. And we have to remind them, if you want to talk to us, press 1. I do believe we're probably having some difficulties because everything has not been working correctly today because of the weather.
Yeah.
I couldn't even
right.
get my emails coming up on my iPhone today. So
okay.
we seem to be like a little bit bad, but you'll check it out. And,
I'm going to check it out. So I just didn't want you to panic if you saw me drop off, all right, while
okay.
I'm trying to see address this issue. But, okay, so as usual, guys, I never screen the first caller. We're going to go to the number that Cindy just told me to and see who's there waiting for us.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cindy Ann. Would you like to tell us who you are on the other end?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you? I know
Hi.
I've done some readings for you. And
yes, you have.
We usually discuss your love life and other things, but you said you actually had some other questions you needed answered that you didn't quite get to. So I'm glad
I
you
did.
Called in tonight.
I did. Thank you. I have a family member that is not doing well, similar to kind of Nicole's situation. It's an aunt of mine that I'm really close with. That's been ill for the past year or so, and I just visited with her on Sunday and had a nice visit, and then she had an incident where she fell, and she's kind of non-responsive now, and I just saw her yesterday, and I'm feeling like she's kind of coming close to her time. She is home with an aide and a hospice situation, and she's been a really strong influence in my life, and I'm obviously worried about her, and you know, I think she feels like it's her time, too, because she has been saying that all along. But
I mean, isn't it funny that we should talk about Nicole right before this?
Yeah.
I will tell you what I know from talking to people who have crossed over, that oftentimes they do have some heads up, you know, especially when they're older. They sort mm-hmm. of sense that their time is getting very near. I remember with my father, and he was 89 at the time, and my mom was dying in hospice care. But my father was pretty adamant he wasn't going to be here very long.
Mm-hmm.
I think he thought he was going to go after my mother, but I don't really think he wanted to bury her. So I think that's why he went first. But, you know, probably not more than a few weeks before his death, he started showing, this is where the papers are. This is what I want for a funeral. This is what
yeah.
I want here. And then, you know, he died. So they sort of have an inner knowing, and I think it's like, I don't, you know, you've been pregnant, I've been pregnant. I knew from the minute I was pregnant that I was pregnant. I didn't need a pregnancy test. My body felt different. I'm wondering if they don't feel something different going on inside of their own bodies that begins to tell them
right.
that their days are numbered. With her, did she fall because she had a stroke, or did she fall?
No, she's just very weak.
Does she have osteoporosis?
She might. She has terrible arthritis, but she has COPD. So she's had breathing difficulties. She's had quite a few health issues and really quite a few close calls. I mean, she's almost died a couple times. So, and she's in her late 80s, so she's getting up there, and she's been a smoker most of her life. So it's
amazing. It's amazing she's lived this long, you know, smoking.
It is. It really is.
It's a testimony to her genetics, you know what I mean? I'm the type of person, if I had smoked for like 4 years, I'd probably be dead already. I mean,
yeah.
Some people's, you know, genetics are stronger. She's losing some of her will to live. That's what's going on here. And people with COPD, and I know it because I've had a lot of clients that have had it and a lot that have crossed over with it. The labored breathing makes living really, really horrible.
Yeah, she's very uncomfortable.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had trouble breathing, or like we were sleeping on the boat the other
yeah.
night, and the air seemed like, I felt like I couldn't breathe, and I had to go get the air. And I thought, what a horrible feeling when you feel like you can't breathe. So imagine
mm-hmm.
feeling that way for weeks. It's in months and years, but it looks like she's really losing her will to live a great deal. I don't think she's the kind of person that wants to die near the holidays and ruin them, you know, December,
right.
January,
right.
and not even near Thanksgiving, because she's a pretty nice person that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's kind of thinking it would be better if I went now,
yeah.
maybe October.
Right. Right.
If not, I don't know if I can hang out till February, March, April, you know, but she's kind of, she's been signaling to her own mother above that she wants to go, by the way.
And I
you
have
know,
felt that too, yeah.
She's calling to her mother, and her mother is kind of, you know, they're kind of honoring her wishes, what she wants, but she probably also has some osteoporosis, according to her mother, which means that's why she, you know, you fall, you're weak, and you can break things. It's not pleasant.
Right.
So I don't see her being here forever, by the way. I
yeah.
mean, it's probably sooner than later. I think you seeing her was what she wanted. She wanted to see you. Now,
yeah.
sometimes when we go to see people, they wait to see us before they go.
Her mother did that.
Right, and you know why her mother's saying that. She's saying she really wanted to see you. She feels like she's seen you when she was still pretty as healthy as she's going to get.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you could see the, like, right away after you were there, she's already, like, losing.
Yeah,
you know,
within
she's
a couple
already,
days.
Right,
yeah.
within a few days. So sometimes they do wait to see people. I know my mom was dying for 18 months, and one of my clients was very astute, told me, you know, I think she's waiting for your brother to return. I said, my brother hasn't seen her in 40 years. He's a Jehovah's Witness. They're not allowed to, I don't know if you know, Jehovah's Witnesses are not allowed to see family who have not converted.
No, I didn't
so
know that.
He could not, you know, so he wasn't going to come see her. None of us converted, and he was not permitted to see us. And
wow.
I said to my mother, you know, Mom, if you're waiting for Christopher, he's not returning. He's not going to come. She died like the next day. It was
oh,
like
wow.
she was really waiting for him. So, you know, sometimes they wait and they wait and they wait. But if they see the person or if they know the person is not coming, they will go. And, you know, it looks as if it would be better if she went sooner than later, because it does look like she may have even had a little bit of a mini stroke, you know, when she fell. It looks like
okay.
she's going to start stroking now.
Okay.
And that's not going to be pleasant. So, you know, her mother seems, you know, she's a very nice lady, her mother. You
oh,
know her well.
Yeah.
She's a really
yeah.
nice woman.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, she's funny because she's applauding, like clapping, like we've heard her, and she's like clapping excited up there.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never seen that response before, but she's says, you know, she's got her hands waving, you know, that she's going to bring her daughter up soon. So that's something for you to know. I don't know, how far away does she live from you now?
She's very close. I've been close with her all my life, and she lives really close, but I haven't spent as much time lately with her because she's been, you know, back and forth with the illness, and I kind of, I don't want to say I avoided seeing her, but I knew how she was getting, and I kind of hate facing that, and I didn't see her for a little while.
Okay, and you could see how much downhill she went. And,
yeah.
you know, what I want you to think about and meditate about is it's oftentimes people say they don't want to see people when they're dying, and a lot of times people don't want you to see them. I mean, I probably wouldn't want people to come see me if I was really looking bad and sick, okay? I'd probably be like, just
mm-hmm.
don't come see me. But most of the time, people are upset. Like, I remember my grandfather, they had moved to Florida, and I had a, you know, my young daughter, and I didn't have money to go see him when he was dying, and I wish to God I just begged, borrowed, and stole to get there. But one of my cousins told me, he was crying, you know, he had, like, a lot of, you know, children and grandchildren, like, why isn't anybody coming to see me when I'm dying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so think about it. We might not want to see them that way. We might want to remember them, but you know, she does want to see you. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, and I did. I've seen her. You know, I've been to visit her. I just kind of let a little while go in between visits because you know, she has a huge family, and they're
right.
all very supportive. But she's been a huge part of my life. So, and she knows, like, with what I'm going through with my separation and everything, she knew my situation, and I didn't want her to have to worry about me either.
Good. And just, you know, try to see her again if you could.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep there, but this is almost, you know, something that, you know, it can't be stopped. It's here. I mean,
I feel
doing these kinds of readings because, you know, sometimes I'll do readings, and I told one woman that, you know, her father really, you know, has lost his will to live. He didn't want to be here anymore, and she really got angry at me. She goes,
oh,
he
wow.
has to stay here. I go, he's 90 years old. He doesn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And she really, really got mad at me, and he died about, maybe a month later, and her story was that I didn't prepare her for it. Excuse me? You wouldn't let me prepare you for it. Now you're mad at me? I backed off at that point. I mean, you're going to scream at me, you know, I can't help you. So these are
yeah.
hard readings for me to do, you know, and deliver, but it's kind of, you know, we're not getting out of this life alive.
Right.
And the more that we can accept death as a part of life, and I think the dead are so vocal and want us to know they're still there so that we will understand that when they go to the other side, if their body's been a prison for years, they're happy up there.
Yeah, she would be because she's been in pain for a lot of years, I'm sure.
And just yesterday I spoke to someone who had died of COPD, and she was very happy to have crossed over. She was just couldn't breathe. She was in too much pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she was starting to feel like a burden to everybody, which
mm-hmm.
she didn't like feeling.
Right.
So, you know, just know that she really enjoyed your visit.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Just just about my my friend that I talked about, my soulmate that's not really available.
Who doesn't want to commit and can't commit for various reasons.
Yeah.
You were going to try to cut it off with him because, you know, if he can't have his cake and eat it too.
Right.
But you weren't sure you had the strength to do that. So what have you been doing?
Just been in contact with him still, just, you know, talking or texting and just trying to get stronger myself, but still, you know, like having that connection with him.
Okay. And again, as long as you do that, you're enabling him. We've discussed that before.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to change his life. He doesn't have to do what's correct because he hasn't lost you. And if you were to stop contacting him and he would have to fear losing you more than loving you, if he knew you were out there in the dating world, it might make him, you know, really upset and maybe come forward. So as long as you continue to talk to him, he's not going to make any changes. I'm not sure he'll make any changes anyway, but there's a point where I'm hoping you'll open your heart and, you know, to whatever else might be out there. You know, if he doesn't come round, you know, he doesn't think you'll stop talking to him. He's kind of pretty confident about that. Mm-hmm. But you always have to be careful because when love gets like this, it gets an addiction. It's not good. It's not healthy.
Yeah. No, it has felt like that lately.
And I don't want you to get in that level where you're hooked on him,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not good for you. Because it's funny how love, once it's toxic, is just like that. You know, and it takes years to break away sometimes from a toxic relationship because of the addictive nature of it.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think you came this far getting a divorce, doing all the things you're doing to get in a situation where this man is going to be calling all the shots, you know, how much he can heal or not heal, how much he can come forward or not come forward. Again, you know, it probably may take you 6 months to a year until you're fed up. So, you know, just... You know,
I'm a slow learner.
I'm just like, don't punish yourself for 6 months to a year. A year from now, I might yell at you about it, okay? Right now, I'm like, okay, there'll be the back and forth, the ping pong, the seeing sometimes this close, not that close. But about a year from now, you're going to realize how unhealthy this situation is.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, you're not in a position to really do much about it either. I think God brought you a transition man, someone to slightly lean on, but you're basically
mm-hmm.
standing all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because women
Definitely.
Need that illusion. Any man's better than no man. So you've got that. Any man's better than no man, even though it's a soulmate who can't commit. But you're really basically emotionally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually standing on your own 2 feet for the most part. So you look at it as, I think this is the correct man for the next year. And then, you know, you'll be able to realize, you know, I've taken care of me.
Right.
I'm the one who's done it. And, you know, he does love you. There's no doubt about that in the cards. It's just that sometimes love isn't enough for people.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, and I've just seen more people run from a higher love than stay in a higher love.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty scary, you know, but... You know, pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. If it's this man, so be it. If it's another man, the universe will bring that forth too.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling
in
today.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, now, Nicole did some screening. I'm hoping our listeners on the phone can hear us, especially the new listeners. Sometimes we get new listeners.
Yeah, I know.
And I get nervous.
Well, the problem here is that I can't tell what's going on, Cindy.
Okay. I think it may
so
just be...
I got Leslie. What's that?
Okay. It just could be the weather because it's made the lines wet.
I think
that's
what it is. Because here's the thing. Like, my mic right now says that I'm in the chat room, even though clearly you can hear me. Leslie, she was, like, in and out. And at one point, I actually thought that you guys could hear me on the radio because it registered that my mic was on, even though I can hear Leslie in the chat room. So this whole thing is going kind of wonky. And now I think, I think I may have just lost Leslie.
All right. Well, maybe she'll call back in.
Okay. We just lost Leslie. Super. So now we're going into yet another unscreened caller, Cindy, because I only got her because I didn't want to risk jeopardizing anything else on the show by going back in and not being able to come out. So especially if the phones are going to be down. So, all right, we are going to go over to the 202 area code. so that you know that we're speaking to you. The last four digits of your number are 5684. And let's see who's waiting for us there and who needs a reading.
Hello,
hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy, and who is this?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Okay, good. So good to hear a girl from Maryland. Is it raining like cats and dogs there, too?
No, it was earlier, but it stopped.
Okay, lucky you. So you've been waiting a long time. There must be something on your mind that you need some guidance on or you want to share with us. So just start right in.
Okay, just wanted to know what you see relationship-wise. I've been single for several years, so I just want to know if I'll find somebody soon.
Okay. Now, you've been single for a couple of years. Has it been a choice to be single? Have you sort of wanted to be on your own for this time, or is it that you just
yes.
haven't found somebody?
Just wanted to be on my own.
Okay, good. And, you know, you heard me talk to Stacey. Women need to stand on their own two feet without a man or without anybody to lean on, without a person to lean on. So I think you've done that for a few years. And I'm glad that you're starting to feel like I want someone in my life. And
mm-hmm.
that's when the universe begins to get the signal from you that you're ready for a relationship. It looks like you haven't picked the best people in the past. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I always call it the prince or princess that becomes the beast. We have no idea what we should sign on for. And later on we go, who the hell is this person?
Mm-hmm.
You may not have trusted your judgment, and that's probably why you wanted to step away from love. But you're not the same person you used to be. Are you aware of that?
Yes,
you know,
I am.
You're beginning to see that not everybody in this world is good. And
yeah.
That's part. It doesn't make us jaded. It just protects us, and it makes us less vulnerable to what I call the unfixables, the narcissists who judge others and leech onto us because they know we're always going to clean up their mess and that we're good. And, you know, that we will always do what's right, even though they never will do what's right. And this person who's coming is very hardworking, generous. Do you do anything right now to find anybody?
Wait, you mean the person or me?
Yeah, do you go do you do anything? Do you go to meetups?
I'm like online, like I'm doing like the online dating thing right now.
Chills go up my spine because we always have to warn that most of the dating sites are not screening people very well. So I think it's
yeah.
great that you're on it because you get to test your judgment. You can't meet that many sex addicts and that many liars and louses that quickly in 1 month or two. And, you know, just online dating is just filled with scam artists and people that don't want commitment. So
oh, yeah.
I hope you're can you see how you're picking up on it really quickly? Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I try not to do that. I mean, the only person really I'm talking to now for the last 2 weeks is my cousin is trying to hook me up with a coworker of hers. He's like a cop, but, like, he's always busy and stuff. But I haven't met him yet, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
Okay, and again, if he's always busy, that's not such a great sign. I mean, you
yeah.
want somebody who can't wait to meet you. Don't you want somebody who does cartwheels down the block to come
yeah.
see you? So, you know, sometimes men, and if they can't, you know, or women, when they just don't seem to have time, you know, it's not the best signal. I mean, you want somebody, love, you know, in order to have love, you need to make space for it in your life. And I always tell people do a symbolic ritual of emptying one drawer in your house for this person who's going to come stay sometimes. Just, he's not here yet, but empty a drawer. You're making
mm-hmm.
some space physically, and you need to make space, you know, psychologically and in your calendar for love. You know, if you have no time, everybody says, I have no time for love. We make time for things that are important to us. So, you know, you want a person who is, you know, really wants to see you. So, yeah, I would, you know, let her set you up, but you know, he's not that anxious to meet you. It's not such
mm-hmm.
a great sign. But in terms of online dating, there are some good people on it. Obviously, you're on there. But just know that you have to be a little bit discerning. The only reason the universe likes it, people to go on there, is really you test your judgment. You know you're not the same girl that was so stupid in the past. And two, it signals to the universe you're serious about finding somebody. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, do you talk to people just wherever you go. I mean, you know, instead of playing with our phone when we're waiting on a line, I mean, sometimes just talking on a train or wherever people go, you can start meeting people and also maybe going to meetups or signing up for a class that you're interested in, maybe making some new girlfriends. Usually it's expanding our friendship world a little bit. Are most of your friends married or in a relationship at this point?
Yeah.
So you kind of need to make some new single friends. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay. And in making them, and I know you kind of, yeah, I don't want to make new friends. But really, it's one of the best ways to expand your friendship world and your soulmate world, because our soulmate's part of our soul group. And when we make new friends, they're part of our soul group. So it looks like you should find someone. When is your birthday, the month and the day?
April 12th.
Okay. It looks like probably before your birthday, this person should be here. But, again, if you don't make any efforts to find someone, you know, God can't airdrop your lover onto your couch. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just like when you have to get a job, you have to really serious, like, put resumes, go to interviews. You have to, you know, job hunt. It's sort of, you have to love hunt. You have to want it. You have to be open to it and committed to finding it. And it looks like he's circling very near you, by the way. And, again, sometimes people get too happy being single. I'm glad you're starting to have that little voice saying, I don't want to be alone anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people get very, very happy being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, you know, I want women to be very independent. I want them to stand on their own two feet. But love is important. It's what we're here for. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think you've been hurt in the past. Have you moved past the hurt now?
Oh, yeah.
Good. And, you know, you have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
And you also, I think, have a grandfather, too. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're both telling me you had a lot more courage when you were little.
I did,
so
yeah.
Don't lose your courage. You know, it takes courage to fall in love. And, you know, we're all fearful. Everybody is fearful. But the people that get good lives are people that muster up some courage, which means they do things in spite of fear. And, you know, a lot of times I have to tell people, shy people, you know, sometimes it could be a man that's looking over at you and he's shy. He's not going to approach you. He may think you're out of his league. If you see someone looking over at you, go over and start a conversation, you know, because he may not want to come over, but if he keeps looking over at you, you know, it's a pretty good signal he'd like to talk to you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, unfortunately, shy men are not, you know, they're not the players and they're not, and they're really nice guys, and they're not necessarily shy one-on-one, but they may not want to do the introducing. So sometimes you might have to get a little bit out of your comfort zone and, you know, be the first one to initiate a conversation. But there's definitely husband cards are coming up here. Do you want to be married?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because the husband cards are coming up. I'm like, I hope she wants to get married. This guy's a little bit old-fashioned. I mean, he isn't the kind of guy that just wants you to be his booty call. He's the kind of guy that wants you to be his wife. So I think that's a refreshing thing here. So, you know, get out there. Of course, there are some good men on some dating sites. What sites are you on?
I'm actually on this site called Hinge, which connects me with only people that know people of mine on Facebook so that they're mutual friends.
Okay,
and they're not
good.
Strangers. Yeah.
That's a little bit better. But, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes just giving you a little bit of warning, I have like 2,000 Facebook friends. I don't know, at least 1,000 of them. I mean, so.
Oh, no. I only have 100 and I talk to those people. I don't just add people.
I know. People just keep asking me. I was okay, I'll add them. I don't even know who they are. Then, you know, then they get some get obnoxious. They get banned pretty quickly. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're banned. Oh, I love it. I have such power. I can ban you from my little Facebook kingdom, you know?
Yeah.
But some do get obnoxious. But this looks very good for you. You have very good cards here. And,
okay.
You know, do you want children in the future?
Well, I already have 2, but I'm not sure if I want any more.
I was wondering, because the kids did show up here. So for your children's sake, they need to see kind of a better version of love than you've been showing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to show love starts out good and then it sucks and then there's nothing else. You want to show them, you know, what a soulmate looks like so that they'll want to go out and find one. So, you know, I love when women who want love have children, because the universe really wants you'd have a soulmate. More for your kids' sake than for yours, by the way, so that your children can really see a better version of love. So
yeah,
that's really important. And you know they need to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And this looks like a very happy family life. He's a little bit old-fashioned. He may have a child too, but it's good. He's a good man. And your cards, you don't really have any bad cards. Your cards are really very good. I think you were married once before.
Yeah, yeah. I'm divorced now.
Okay. And do you realize that man wasn't the easiest man on earth?
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
He was what I call the unfixables. I mean, your grandfather's laughing because when I pulled cards on your ex, the devil card came up.
I believe it.
And your grandfather started laughing. Okay, he was a true narcissist. You know that about your husband, a manipulator.
Yeah.
And very judgmental. It was never his fault. It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
He's a pretty unfixable man, and I think... I don't know what kind of father he may be, but he didn't show a good role model of how a man treats a woman.
And, oh, yeah, no, he doesn't talk to my kids at all.
Well, good. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Consider that the greatest act of love he ever did.
Yeah.
He abandoned these kids. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's actually got a little bit of, I actually like him a little better now.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, thank you. I mean, at least
yep.
he wasn't the old-fashioned men that used to beat their children and their women and do whatever they wanted, and you couldn't leave or they'd kill you, and they'd never
leave.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, but they need to have a role model of a male that's, with you. So this is what's coming. So you're not responsible for the ending of that relationship. Your husband's behaviors were. So,
yeah.
This is nice here. So this is not, this man is nothing at all like your ex, by the way. I think you should be pretty good at catching the traits you want to look out for are narcissism, which rewriting history, manipulating, judging everybody else. If they have addictions on top of it, really forget about it. But pay attention to judgmental people that manipulate. They're really not very fixable. And those are the people who want to run from the hills. You're not changing them. I'm not fixing them. God's not fixing them. These people have to fix themselves. And I have never seen these people fix themselves. So you want a person who, even if he's been divorced, the way he speaks about his ex, well, you have to take some responsibility, I really didn't know what I got into, or, saying something that I should have, with my ex, I should have stopped creating a monster that I helped create. I enabled him too much. So sometimes, we need to hear people that are fairly assizing what happened in a relationship. Not that they never did anything wrong and that person was so horrible. Sometimes we enable people. So it's how someone talks about their exes too. If they're not good people, it's fine, but they have to take some responsibility for having been involved in that relationship. Do you take responsibility for the man that you were with, for your ex-husband?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't know what we signed on for, but maybe we stayed too long. But
yeah, yeah.
You just don't want to hear somebody saying, she cheated, and that's what you hear. Like, I love when I hear that she cheated, and I'm like, it's usually a guy who I probably would have cheated on too if I were married to him, because when I start hearing what he's like, I'm like, really? So, don't just have the easy answer, she cheated, that's why I divorced. It's a little more complicated than that, life. So you might want to hear, a man that say, yeah, my wife cheated, but I wasn't particularly being a great husband. I wasn't paying much attention to her. I wasn't, I don't want to make that same mistake. You want to hear that they learned something, maybe? So, listen to how people talk about their exes, and if they take any responsibility at all. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Oh,
and let us know when your love manifests, because we love when people call back and tell us.
Okay,
now that
I
you
will.
Know that he's circling near you, I think you'll be more receptive to even, knowing that he's circling near you, and more receptive to looking for him and finding him.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Now, Nicole, we're going to go to 516. Let me see if I can find it now here. 761, the one that's all the way up at the top with the
Okay,
that's Nicole. She's another Nicole. She's an old client, and she's called in from time to time. And she did email me today and tell me, I'm going to call in today. So I'm glad she's called in. So let's put Nicole on the air.
You got it.
Hello, you're on the
hey,
air.
Hey, Cindy. Hi,
hello,
how
my,
are you guys?
My lovey-dovey Nicole, who I love so much.
Hi.
How are you, my darling,
good.
Darling girl?
Good. How are you?
How is your pregnancy progressing?
It's going good.
Good. You're feeling
good? Yes.
Okay, good.
Been having a little nausea, but otherwise
okay.
good.
Yeah, that's par for the course. Now, I just want to ask why I have you on the line. Are you and your friends coming on October 1st to see me?
Minnie wants to hold off. She wants to come around, like, when her daughter died, like, around that time in December.
Okay, so we're going to just, like, cross you guys off the list for now.
Well, I might still come.
Okay. So,
yeah, so I'm going to email you and let you know. I'm going to see if Lizette still wants to come, too.
Okay, good. All right. So you'll let me know
yes.
on that. But anyway, you
yes.
needed something today. You couldn't wait till the October 1st. So throw in your questions and ask what's going on, and, you know, we'll try to help you.
Okay. Well, as far as you know, my boyfriend, he gives me a hard time. He's been giving me a hard time about the pregnancy and saying it's my fault. You know, we already have a kid.
But it's your fault. Did you have a turkey baster with semen that we got you pregnant? I mean, how is this your fault? Where was he during this? You know?
I have no idea.
Okay. So we love. Now, does it sound like a little bit like a narcissist who's
mm-hmm.
judgmental here? A person who's
yeah.
like, you know, blaming it all on Nicole, like he wasn't even there when this occurred? Okay, and, you know, especially men, if they don't want any babies, then it's up to them to put a condom on it, too, because might help reassure that you don't have a pregnancy that you don't want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's always been a manipulator. You have another child with him, correct?
Yes.
And, you know, he's a decent enough father,
mm-hmm.
but are you trying to, you know, stay with him still, or are you...
Honestly, right now, I don't know if it's the hormones or just the way he's acting, but I really can't stand him right now.
Thank you, Nicole. I love you. I love you for this. How many years have I been telling you he's an unfixable.
I
know you felt sorry for him because, you know, he's six, you know, he has this illness and this and that. And, you know, Nicole, you work very, very hard, and you're pregnant and you're working very, very hard, correct?
Yes.
So isn't it funny how, you know, he can never work hard or do anything because he has an illness. We, you know, all of us have disabilities. Everybody has something wrong with them, but they got to work.
Yeah.
He's a person, you know, who manipulates a great deal. I think this child is probably the one who's making you not be able to stand the father, okay? And you got a little soul in there, a little being in there that's
yeah.
probably telepathically telling you, oh, boy, this guy sucks. This guy's not good. I mean, this is my father? Oh, I guess I had to learn not all fathers deserve blind honoring. Not all fathers are good. This one's going to
mm-hmm.
teach me that? Okay. I don't think it's even coming from you at this point. I think it's starting
okay.
to come from the universe as well. You know, this relationship's going to get really toxic with him, by the way.
Okay.
So I need you to protect your health and protect yourself from him and his negativity.
Okay.
You know, this might be the deal breaker. This baby might be the deal breaker for you and him.
Okay.
I mean, I know you want him to see the baby, and I know you want him to be part of it. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, you know, you are pregnant, and this is his child. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why his heart hasn't warmed up a little bit by now. And, you know, it must be hurting you that he's not.
Yeah, I mean, he said to me the other day, like, oh, you didn't finish school yet, we're not situated, you know. And
How old are you, Nicole?
29.
Okay. You know, you want babies, you make babies. You're 29 years old. You're always, you know, you're going to work hard. You're always going to have money. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is a stupid argument, okay?
Yeah.
You know, God knows what time it's on the planet. God knows how much money you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this baby needs to be born. But has he done anything to step up to the plate and start working and doing things?
No.
Okay, so, and how old is he?
33.
Okay, so, like, what's going to happen in the next few years that he's going, that you guys are going to, what's going to change? I mean, you know, it's not fair for him to do this to you, and, you know, what I see here is, you know, you've given him a lot of chances. How long have you been with him altogether?
11 years.
Okay, relationships work in 5-year cycles. Closing of two 5-year cycles, I'm not surprised the last year is starting to be educating you that you can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the universe is pointing some things out to you. I mean, he will come round. I mean, he's never going to leave you. I think you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
You'll be the one that'll leave him.
Okay.
But he, you know, does he give any child support for your first child?
No. I mean, his mom basically does a lot for her. The only thing he does is watch her on the weekend.
All right. But, you know, so this isn't going to financially do anything different to him.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
right.
It just looks like there's a lot of lessons for you to learn in this.
Okay.
Wouldn't you want a man who's, like, you know, more generous and, you know, and I know you, you know, you say he's sick, and I know that, but
mm-hmm.
what does he do all day?
Sleep and play video games.
Okay, now if he can play video games all day, sit in a chair and play video games, he could sit and go to work. There's jobs
the
he could
thing.
Do that are not very physical. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a man who's a boy. You know, your generation of men are boys. You know, the women are all mommy
sure.
to boys. It's like my generation who started the women's liberation movement, you know, my hair stands on end thinking that this is what we've done. Men are like, I want to watch video games and porn all day and masturbate and get stoned and you could support us and you can go to work. It's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it
you
is.
Know, whether he had this disability or not, he wouldn't be very hardworking. He'd probably be just like he is. You know, there's plenty of people that are disabled that work very hard and that have illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell my husband, drive carefully, because if we get in an accident, I have no arms, no legs, deaf, dumb, and blind, I'm still going to work like a dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm only going to be in a lot more pain. So, you know, realize people who want to work. And they work when they're sick. You know, you ever see people? I see people all the time. They got a broken arm, whatever. They're working. They're still working. They're doing what they have to do. I mean, he doesn't want to really grow up. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this what I'm seeing in the cards for you in the future is a man, not a boy.
Okay.
A man who has some money and generous with you. And, you know, I think you've gone back and forth with him, and you always want to believe he changes, you know, and he's a true narcissist. He changes when the gun's at his head, when you're about ready to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I think like it was last year or 2 years ago, he had this miraculous thing like he was better. Do you remember that? He was like different.
Yeah.
That didn't last long, did it?
Nope.
and what's your mom saying about him at this point?
My mom basically stays out of it. She doesn't like to get involved.
Right, but, you know, I want you to love yourself the way you love your daughter, and I know you love that beautiful little girl.
Yes.
If your daughter were involved with a man like this, how happy would you be?
I wouldn't be happy at all.
Would you be mad?
Yes.
Would you want better for her?
Yes.
I mean, he's always going to be the father of these children. We're not taking away his being the father of these children. You know, technically he should be supporting them. Does he get disability?
No. He never filed for disability, and he blames me for not helping him.
Why wouldn't he file for disability? Now, you have to help him file for disability, by the way,
mm-hmm.
because they'll take, and I'll tell you why, because they'll take a chunk of his disability and give it to your kids. Okay, so if he's so rich he doesn't need his disability, could you use it?
Yeah, definitely could.
Okay, so what you need to do is help him file out those papers. And then later on, you can attach, you know, and he'll be so happy he's getting his $1,400 a month or whatever he's getting. And when they take $500 of it out of it, you'll be happy too. So, I can't believe he hasn't filed for disability.
I know. And he's been out for 3 years, so.
I mean, I can't believe that, you know. So maybe he doesn't think he's going to get it. I don't know what he thinks.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But at this point, he isn't going to change much. He's anything, he's going to be really moody.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you seeing him often or just when you drop off your daughter?
When I drop off my daughter.
But are you seeing him as a relationship still?
No, he said he doesn't want a relationship either.
He doesn't want one. Well, that makes it easier for you, doesn't it? It's not your choice.
It does.
I'm glad
yeah.
he said that. I'm glad because you're a little weak girl. You got the heart of gold. You know, you'd always be that. Maybe it's easier. He says he doesn't want you. Isn't that easier?
It is, but then, like the next day, he'll be like, "Oh, are you gonna come over?"
Well, he's the original mixed messages here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't see him changing. I've never seen him changing in all the years I've been reading
yes.
you. You know
mm-hmm.
that. I mean,
yes.
he's not a bad human being, but it's a boy. You know, there's a Russian expression, one man's like two children. So now
mm-hmm.
you're going to have four kids. I mean, you'll be supporting him and two other kids. I mean, it's he's a boy. Can you see that?
Yes.
And, you know, that's the hardest relationships to leave, by the way. If he were beating you, it's easier to walk away from a man who beats
uh-huh.
us than one who were mommy to a boy. That kept me trapped a long time in my marriage. You know, mommy
mm-hmm.
to a boy. You know, you feel like they can't survive without us, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Just know that your cards are actually very, very good for in the future.
Okay.
I mean, I want you to be happy being pregnant. You're having a baby. It's beautiful. Again, it's going to be a financial strain. That's why you might want to see if he can get the disability. You're going to need some more money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
That's
you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think? And you know, the relationship could get a little more toxic if you don't watch it. So.
Okay.
You know, are you fighting with him now or just not talking?
Not talking, really.
Okay, good. So you just have to get a little stronger. Can you see you're hooked on him?
Yeah, I can see that.
It's not good for you, and you keep going back for more. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, he has to step up to the plate a little bit. I mean, he only watches them on the weekend. What can he help during the week at all if he's not working?
No, he's not going to come out here to watch them.
Right. So,
he won't.
You know, so, I mean, it doesn't seem right. At this point, you know, you're going to have two children. Why wouldn't he want to live with you and help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a lot. You know, it's a lot on you. Well, anyway, I hope to see you on October 1st. We're just about at the end of our
yes.
show, so we want to, you know, wrap things up. But, you know, keep me informed. Your baby looks beautiful
okay.
here. So, I mean, that's the good news. You know, you're bringing a beautiful baby to love, so we're happy about that.
Can you see the effects already?
Funny. You know, I kept getting the word he, but I'm not sure, okay? But it seems like
okay.
he was trying to talk. What do you think it is at this point?
At first I thought it was a boy, but my friend told me she had a dream with me with a pink shirt on. A lot of people have been saying that. So
Well, my husband's wearing pink shirts lately, so. I just hung a pink shirt up thinking, men wear pink now, huh? So
They love their pink.
They love their pink. So, you
yes.
know, maybe it's just showing you it's a new breed of man, I hope, you know. In touch with his feminine self where he's like understands women a little better.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Let
Thank
me know
you.
When you find out with sex.
Yeah,
bye.
I'll definitely email you.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Nicole, we're at the end of our show, and
we are.
Sometimes I just want to smack men when they don't want to go to work.
I know. Go to work, please.
Go to work. It's a strange generation of men, though. For some reason, they don't really feel compelled to have careers. They'll go to work. It's odd.
No, they're not.
It's very odd to me. You know what I mean? It's just weird. And, you know, we hear it all the time on the show, don't we?
Yes. Yes,
we
do. Unfortunately, we hear it all too often.
I know, shocking. Well, anyway, Nicole, I'm looking forward to your wedding, and you'll send me or email me all the little details. So
yes,
I look forward to that. And thanks
to
all our listeners. And I'm sure that your problem, you know, by the way, we will not be having a show on October 8th, and I'm probably sure you won't want to do it on the 15th, but I could probably do that without you.
Okay. Wait. Because you know what? The Blog Talk was talking. What day are we not having a show?
October 8th. Because
October
I will be
8th.
On
okay.
vacation. And then on the 15th, I'm sure you probably don't want to do it either because you'll be very, very busy. So I will take care of that show
who
myself.
Who knows? We'll play that one by ear.
But I'm just telling you, I give you permission. At least you have like
All
a
right.
few weeks maybe before your wedding to do what you need to do.
All right. You got it, Cindy.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.